Attention all civilians.
You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. TalkZone.com. Now, Comedy Palooza Radio with your hosts, Fred Singlewide and Sheila Van Dyke, featuring professional comedian interviews and an hour of fun. Here's Comedy Palooza Radio on TalkZone.com.
Well, hey, everybody, it's that time of week again. Comedy Palooza Radio coming at you live on TalkZone. And out there, I got my partner in crime. She's a snotty-nosed brat, Sheila. Hey there, Yankabilly.
Oh, Fred, stop. I've got a little sinus. It's that time of year.
Uh-huh. You're a snotty-nosed brat. That's what it is.
I love being a snotty-nosed brat, though. We got a big week coming up. We got a big weekend coming up this weekend. Memorial weekend. Are you doing anything special?
No, we were going to go camping, but we couldn't get a campsite, so everything's full. So we're just going to hang out at home and watch some TV and enjoy ourselves and keep the heck out of that darn traffic is what we're going to do.
Traffic and the gas is going to be probably $4 or more a gallon.
Oh, I know. It's $3.89 here today, and I expect it hit $4 a gallon here the other day. So I expect it to go up over $4. Got a little
I've seen a lot of people traveling around by horse. I'm serious.
Traveling and with their horse?
Yeah, with horses.
Okay.
On horses.
Whoa.
And they're not Amish either. There's this old boy last night at the grocery store on his horse.
On his horse.
On his horse, and that's the way to travel.
Oh, hell, did he have a six-shooter on his side or what?
No, he had his eggs. He had eggs attached to the side. He had a belt on and had had his dozen of eggs on the belt riding a horse. It was funny.
Were you in West Virginia?
Almost.
I figured that.
Oh, speaking of West Virginia, I've got to tell you something. Coming back through, now I'm back up near Boston now because I'm all over the United States, but I stopped one night to stay with my new friend Lisa, and Lisa's got a big farm, and she only does flowers and stuff like that because she works full time. So we're out working in her gardens, and we're fertilizing all the flower beds. Well, we come back inside to get some water, and she's got all these gallon jugs sitting around because she saves water. She's weird. But also in the gallon jugs was the fertilizer. So the fertilizer jug wasn't marked. Lisa takes a big old swig out of the fertilizer, and then she starts going spastic. And then we've got to call the poison control people. I'm laughing my ass off. Poison control people starts laughing because they said that she didn't ingest enough to make her sick. But now she's really going to grow some long hair.
Oh, God. They're going to grow long hair? Oh, no. Does she have a head lawnmower?
Yeah, she's going to need one.
She can borrow my
gun. We were laughing so hard. It's like you've got to, you know, everybody out there knows it's gardening season. If you garden and you're going to put fertilizer in gallon jugs, you need to take a magic marker and write fertilizer on it so you won't drink it.
Oh,
poor Lisa.
Oh,
but Lord. You know, Fred, since this is Memorial Weekend, I have a special spotlight on America today, and it's Rolling Thunder. Have you ever heard of Rolling Thunder?
Absolutely. They'll be rolling through here.
Yes, they will. Now, for our listeners, Rolling Thunder is a nonprofit organization, and it's got over 85 chartered chapters throughout the United States. Now, the members are men and women. 40 to 45% of them are non-veterans, and the balance of the veterans in this organization are from all wars and all peacetime. It's just great. It's a great thing. And this weekend is when they do their Rolling Thunder ride to Washington D.C. It's the 21st anniversary, and the festivities start Friday the 23rd, and they do a wreath laying at the Congressional Cemetery. And there's a candlelight vigil on Friday night at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. And then Saturday, Harley Davidson has a big barbecue. And then they do the U.S. Navy Memorial wreath laying. And they do saluting our troops ceremony. And then a bunch of the groups go over to the Veterans Administration Hospital on Irving Street to do a visit there. And then they have, you know, a big hospitality night. Now, Rolling Thunder is they do their rides as a demonstration in support of the POWs and MIAs and all veterans' issues. And, you know, Single Wide, this is a special year because, as a lot of people know, Matt Maupin was finally found in late March. And they laid him to rest while I was in Ohio. So this is going to be a very, very important Rolling Thunder. If you guys have motorcycles and you want to come on down, come on into Washington, D.C., and just ask anybody on a motorcycle where they can go. Or if you don't know what to do, you can go to rollingthunder1.com. Yeah, and that'd be great.
Great. Like to see yeah, they rolled through there. Here this morning. They went to the VA hospital here in Lovell. So they should be leaving here this afternoon, and then they're heading north towards D.C.
So yeah, that's what's really
good. I think
good.
It's awesome. I think it's neat.
Yeah, it really is. And you know what? You don't even have to be on a motorcycle to come down and join in on all the ceremonies. It would be great. And I'm so excited because after the Thunder, I'm hosting a pig out. All the food was donated by Jam and Joe's Barbecue out of Warrenton, Virginia. Jam and Joe is coming with his guitars and all this great food for all the wounded warriors.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
it'll be
awesome.
Great. It'll be great. I can't wait. Do you have any special food that you're going to fix this weekend?
Not really. No, I think we're going to grill out. Maybe do a couple of steaks, and I might cook some corn on the grill.
Oh, corn on the grill? How do you do that?
Well, I wrap it up. I soak it in water, wrap it up with the shuck on, wrap it up in aluminum foil, and throw it on the grill until I think it's done. And if it ain't done, then it just comes out a little bit rougher.
Oh, I'm going to have to try that. That sounds good.
It's very good. It's something I actually learned to do in Indiana at the 4-H fair.
Oh, really? I've
yeah.
never had corn like that before.
I had neither, and I went down to the 4-H fair in Clark County, Indiana, and some guy was out there with a big old grill cooking roasted corn, and I said, I got to try some of that. Boy, it was good, so I do it all the time now.
Ooh, I love food. That does sound good. Oh, I got a shout-out I got to give. I just got an email from St. Croix, Virgin Islands. My little friend down there by the name of Jackie. I want to give a shout out to Jackie and everybody sitting on the beach right now listening to Comedy Palooza Radio over her laptop. She's got sand in her laptop so that they could all listen to us today. So I want to thank you guys for listening to us in St. Croix, Virgin Islands, and have a daiquiri on me. Woohoo!
St. Croix. And they're actually listening to us?
Yeah.
Don't they have something better to do, like drink some kind of fancy little foo-foo drink?
Oh, yeah, everybody's on the beach right now.
Oh, man, that's where I'd like to be. I'm ready to go. Tell them I'm flying there. Have me a drink ready.
You can, Jack and them. Oh, have you ever had a Caribbean lobster?
No.
Oh, they are delicious. They're the biggest lobsters I've ever seen in my life. I spent a month in the Virgin Islands working down there, and I got to eat all the different types of food. I make friends with a lot of the Rastafari, and they gave me a nickname. The second day I was there, the locals gave me a nickname.
What is?
They call me Stout.
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 Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Do you want to know why?
Will you tell me why?
Because the elders in the villages would sit and watch me swim. I would swim over to this island just about every day, and they would all sit on the boardwalk and watch me swim. So they said, nobody really does that. And I'm like, why not? This is the Virgin Islands. So they call me Stout because they were watching me swim.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I just got another IM. Also, I wanted to just let you know too, Fred, about the Patriot Guard Riders. Patriot Guard Riders. Have you ever heard of them?
Yep, I've heard of them too.
Oh yes, this is also a group of motorcycle riders from across the nation. And they really don't care what anybody rides. They just want everybody to respect our military. And what they do is they provide a service to families of fallen soldiers, whether they're whatever war they were from. They will go and do a flag line at the funeral service, or they do a lot of welcome homes when the guys come back from Iraq, Afghanistan, or wherever they're stationed. And it's really a great group of guys. So I'd like to give a shout out to the Patriot Guard Riders. There are a bunch of them are going to be in Washington, D.C. this weekend, too.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of people in Washington, D.C. this weekend.
Yeah, they're saying, and last year it was 850,000.
Yeah.
So this year they're going to add 30,000 onto that.
They were expecting 2,000 to 3,000 to ride through here today.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's going to be a big event. I mean, it's huge. It's huge. And anyone that's never been to the wall, they really need to go. It's a very moving experience.
Yes, it is. And, you know, if you go down there to the wall, make sure you take your hat off and don't be cutting jokes and goofing off when you're walking by there. They was kids last year. I had to call them down. Young ones. Oh, they were probably about college age. And they were just being all goofy and cutting jokes and, you know, chasing each other and stuff. And I went and got one of the kids. I just took him by the arm and I said, you guys need to calm down, show a little respect.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, they didn't know. I explained it to them. So, you know.
Tell them that's what the reflection pool's for. They can go over there.
Yeah, but there's going to be so many ceremonies going on this weekend.
So oh, yeah. Hey, check this out. I was scanning the internet, just surfing around a little bit, and I found some headlines that just, I think they're the funniest newspaper headlines I've ever read, but I just wanted to tell you a couple of them because I was just reading one. And it's kind of funny. It says, this headline says, two ships collide, one dead. Go figure that. And this other one said, overeating is the main cause of obesity. Well, no shit, huh? No shit. I was just wondering what damn elementary school student wrote that one. Let me see, experts say school bus passengers should be belted. Now, I say just give the driver the official right just to belt the hell out of them when they get out of hand, right?
Oh, you know, I was talking to some school bus drivers the other day. I'll have to tell you about that later.
Oh, boy. Hey, check this one out. Survivor of Siamese twins joins parents.
What?
Survivor of Siamese twins joins parents.
That's just wrong.
Oh, and then, of course, the one about the eye drops off shelf. There's an article about eye drops being recalled. Eye drops off shelf.
That's right. Cute, though, actually. Confusing, but cute.
Here's my favorite one. Cold wave linked to temperatures.
Oh,
duh. Isn't
gosh.
That like overeating the main cause of obesity?
Oh, I wonder where these people went to journalism school.
I have no idea. But you find these things all over the internet. It's so crazy. It is totally crazy. How about an enraged cow injures farmer with axe? Oh, jeez.
You mean the cow actually picked up the axe?
The farmer had an axe. And the cow got mad and injured him. But it sounds like the cow had an axe.
Oh, my God.
Dog kills cat, self. Oh,
what?
Boy. It says dog kills cat, self. Sounds like a murder-suicide to me.
Yes, it does. I think that's a good segue to a break, don't you, Fred?
Oh yeah, well, let's take a break, folks. We got some great guests coming up after this break. So I got to go throw away these cornball jokes. Y'all just take a listen to this and we'll be right back.